Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, the phone that steals my sleep.
Let's get into it. Okay, I have to tell you something. Last night, I got into bed at 11. I was tired. My eyes were heavy. I told myself just 5 minutes, just a quick scroll before sleep.
And
at 12:15, I was still there, same position, on my side, phone right above my face. My arm was numb, my eyes were dry, but I couldn't stop.
You know what's funny? I did the exact same thing last night. I said, okay, I'll just check one thing. One thing turned into 45 minutes.
Right? And the thing is, I wasn't even watching anything good. I watched a video of a dog, then a recipe for a cake I'll never make, then two people arguing about something I don't even care about, and I just kept scrolling.
That's the worst part. If it was a great movie, okay, fine. But it's just nothing. And you still can't put it down.
Exactly. And this morning, I felt it. My head was heavy. I hit snooze 3 times. I almost spilled my coffee, all because of those 5 minutes last night.
5 minutes that became an hour. Every single time.
Why do we do this? We know it's bad. We know we'll regret it in the morning. But every night, we do it again. It's like we forget everything we learned the night before.
It's not that we forget. It's that the phone is designed to make us forget. I've been asking myself the same question, and I think I found part of the answer.
What?
It's not that we're weak. It's that our phones are really, really good at keeping us looking at them. They're designed that way. Every swipe, every color, every little sound, it's all intentional.
That's actually a relief to hear. I thought it was just me. I thought I had no self-control. I've been blaming myself for months.
It's not just you, it's all of us. I read somewhere that the average person checks their phone about 100 times a day. 100 times. That's not a choice anymore. That's a reflex, like breathing. You don't decide to breathe. You just do it.
100 times. That can't be right. I don't feel like I check it that much.
I thought the same thing. So I counted mine one day. I was at about 80 by 6 p.m. And I don't even think I'm a heavy user. My friend Tom, he checked his phone over 200 times in one day. He has a job that requires him to be on call, but still, 200.
200? That's once every 5 minutes.
Exactly. And most of those checks are automatic. You don't even remember doing them. You're in a meeting, you look at your phone, you're waiting for the elevator, you look at your phone, you're in bed, you look at your phone. It's not a decision anymore. It's a reflex.
Okay, that's scary. But also, it makes me feel better. Because if it's a reflex, then maybe I can train a new reflex, like how you train yourself to lock the door when you leave.
That's exactly the idea. You don't fight the old habit, you build a new one. And the new one has to be so simple that you don't need willpower to do it.
So, what's the new habit? Put the phone in the fridge?
Not the fridge, but close. My friend Sarah puts hers in the bathroom. She says it's far enough that she can't reach it from bed, but close enough that she can still hear the alarm in the morning.
The bathroom? That's a new one. I've never heard that before.
She's been doing it for 6 months. She says the first week was hard. Her hand kept reaching for the phone automatically. But after that, something changed. Her sleep quality went up so much that she actually looks forward to putting the phone away now. She said it feels like closing the office door at the end of the day.
That's the dream, isn't it? Looking forward to putting the phone down. Not feeling like you're losing something, but feeling like you're gaining something. So you're saying it's not my fault? It's the phone's fault?
I'm saying it's both, but here's what I realized. Yesterday, we were talking about investing, how everyone makes it sound so complicated. And someone said, you don't need a perfect plan. You just need a habit that keeps showing up. I think the same is true for sleep.
That's a really good point. So instead of fighting the phone, I just need a different habit?
Exactly. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She had the exact same problem, scrolling every night until her eyes hurt. Then she did one thing, just one. She bought a regular alarm clock, a cheap one, like $10, and she started charging her phone in the kitchen.
In the kitchen? Not in the bedroom?
Not in the bedroom. That's it. That was her only change.
And it actually worked?
She said the first three nights were weird. She kept reaching for her phone. Her hand would go to the nightstand and nothing was there. But after a week, she started falling asleep faster. After a month, she said her mornings felt completely different. She woke up before the alarm even went off.
That's such a simple thing. But I don't know if I can do it. What if I need my phone for the alarm?
That's exactly why she bought the alarm clock. $10. Problem solved.
Okay, that's smart. But here's my real problem. Even if I put the phone away, my brain is still awake. I'm still thinking about the things I saw, the video, the comments, that one argument I read.
That's the second layer. The phone doesn't just keep your eyes open, it keeps your brain active. Every video, every comment, every notification, they're all little hits of something. Your brain doesn't want to stop because it's waiting for the next one. It's like your brain is a hungry dog and the phone keeps throwing little treats at it. One more treat, one more treat. The dog never says, okay, I'm full.
That's exactly how it feels. Like my brain is saying, just one more, and I can't tell it no.
I read something interesting about this. The people who design these apps, they study how to keep you on the screen. It's not an accident. The colors, the sounds, the way new videos start automatically, it's all designed to make you stay. There are people whose job is to figure out how to keep your finger moving. Their job title is literally engagement specialist. They get paid to make sure you don't put the phone down.
That's wild. So there's a whole team of people whose job is to keep me awake at night?
Basically, yes. And they're very good at their jobs. It's not a fair fight. It's you against a team of experts.
So I'm not just fighting myself. I'm fighting a team of really smart designers.
That's one way to look at it. But here's the good news. Once you know that, you can fight back. Not with willpower, with a small trick.
I'm listening.
My colleague Tom has a rule. After 10 p.m., his phone goes into grayscale mode. No colors, just black and white.
Does that actually help?
He says it makes the phone boring. When everything is gray, your brain doesn't get the same hit. You look at it and you think, nah, nothing interesting here. And you put it down. He said the first time he tried it, he fell asleep in 15 minutes. 15 minutes. That used to take him an hour.
That's genius. I'm trying that tonight. But wait, what if I need to look something up? What if I remember something I have to do tomorrow?
Keep a small notebook next to your bed. Write it down. That's what Sarah does. She says writing it down is even better than saving it on your phone because the act of writing helps your brain let go of it.
A notebook by the bed. That's actually kind of nice. Not high-tech at all.
That's the point. The solution to a high-tech problem is often low-tech.
You know, speaking of all this, there are a few words that helped me understand what's really happening every night.
Oh, I love word time. Hit me.
Number one, to scroll.
Scroll. Verb. It means to move your finger up and down on your phone screen. We all know this one very well. I told myself I'd scroll for 5 minutes, but I scrolled for an hour.
Number two, screen.
Screen. Noun. The flat, bright part of your phone that you look at. I was so close to the screen that my eyes hurt when I finally put the phone down. The screen was the last thing I saw before sleep.
Number three, a notification.
Notification. Noun. A little message or icon that tells you something new has arrived. Notifications are designed to make you look. Every time I saw a notification, I had to check it. Even at midnight, it felt like a little task I had to finish, a tiny red dot that I had to clear.
That's the thing, isn't it? It feels like work, like you have to clear them all.
Exactly. Number four, to charge. Charge. Verb. To put electricity into your phone so it has power. I used to charge my phone next to my bed. Now I charge it in the kitchen. Best change I ever made.
Number five. Silence.
Silence. Noun. No sound. Also a verb. To make something quiet. I put my phone on silence before bed, but the screen light still kept me awake. Silence isn't enough when the screen is still bright.
That's a good point. Silence stops the sound, but it doesn't stop the light.
Number 6, a habit. Habit, noun, something you do regularly, often without thinking about it. Scrolling before bed became a habit. I did it every night without even deciding to. My finger just knew what to do.
Number 7, bedtime.
Bedtime, noun, the time when you usually go to bed. My bedtime used to be 11. Now it's whenever my phone lets me go, which is usually around 12:30.
Number 8, to wind down.
Wind down. Phrasal verb, to gradually relax before sleep. I need a better way to wind down. Something that doesn't involve a screen. Maybe reading a book, maybe just sitting in the dark for 5 minutes, maybe just breathing. Anything that doesn't have a screen, really.
Number 9, an alarm.
Alarm, noun. A sound that wakes you up in the morning. I set my alarm for 7, but I hit snooze 3 times because I went to bed too late. The alarm isn't the problem, it's what I did before it.
That's a great sentence. The alarm isn't the problem, it's what I did before it.
Number 10, sleep. Sleep, noun and verb. The time when your body and brain rest and recover. I didn't get enough sleep last night, and I felt it all day. My focus was low, my mood was low, and I needed 3 cups of coffee just to feel normal, all because of a phone.
You know, I just realized something. All 10 words tell one story. Scroll, that's what we do. Screen, that's where we do it. Notification, that's what pulls us in. Charge, that's what we should do with our phones, but in the kitchen, not the bedroom. Silence, that's what we need more of. Habit, that's what we're trying to change. Bedtime, that's when it all happens. Wind down, that's what we forget to do. Alarm, that's the consequence. Sleep, that's what we're really after.
Wow, that's actually beautiful. A whole story in 10 words. It really is. And the best part is the last word is sleep. That's where we want to end up. Not on the screen, on sleep. All right, real talk. After all this, what's the one thing you're actually going to do tonight?
You know what? I'm going to try the grayscale thing, and I'm going to put my phone on the desk across the room, not on the bed next to me.
That's it? No special app? No fancy routine?
That's it. I'm not going to buy anything. I'm not going to install an app. I'm not going to make a 10-step plan. I'm just going to make my phone boring tonight. That's my only goal. No fancy routine, just boring.
I like that. One night, no pressure, no guilt.
Exactly. Because here's what I realized. I don't need to quit my phone forever. That's too big. That's like saying, I'll never eat sugar again. It's not going to happen.
So what's the smaller version?
The smaller version is just tonight. Just for tonight, I'll put it away. Tomorrow night, I'll decide again. But tonight, just tonight, I'm going to try. And if I fail, that's okay too. I'll try again tomorrow.
That's actually really smart. One night at a time. That's how habits start, isn't it? Not with a big decision. With one small night, one small win, and then another one tomorrow.
Yeah. You don't need to win the war. You just need to win tonight. And then tomorrow night, you win that one too.
That's a good last sentence.
I thought so too.
So that's the plan. Grayscale mode, phone in the other room, notebook by the bed, one night at a time.
Sounds like a pretty good plan for a pretty small problem.
Small problem, small solution. That's the whole point.
All right. That's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work. Thank you.